This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by PG&E Summer Heat. Check out RadioAlice.com/watch. That'll take you right to our video feed. Vaughn's in there running the show. The show is broadcast live, and then it loops throughout the rest of the day. And on the weekends, it's like a best of. RadioAlice.com/watch. This summer, find energy and money-saving ideas to keep your costs under control at PGE.com/summertools. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the FX original series Snowfall. From executive producer John Singleton, Snowfall follows Franklin Saint in his growing drug business during the beginning of the crack cocaine epidemic in the 1980s Los Angeles. Snowfall. It premieres tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on FX. Sounds like a good one. All right, let me grab my thing here. You want to start with a game?
Yeah, always.
Hit it. It's time to play a game.
Okay.
Vinny.
I need $5, by the way.
Yeah, well, 4 out of 5, and you can have it.
Got a kid on the way.
Yeah.
And the Honda Pilot.
Right. Yeah, new car payment to make.
And a Toyota truck and a Mercedes.
Yeah, well,
and a
Prius. Trust me.
And a Prius.
That conversation was not to talk about my riches. That was, I'm in trouble. I got to get rid of some crap.
And the pool and the jet ski.
There's no pool and there's no jet ski.
Not yet, there aren't. So, Kristen Bell.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Anna, from Princess Anna from Frozen.
Sure, is that the one she plays?
She plays the redheaded
Anna.
Princess Anna.
Okay.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. She was Veronica Mars. She's married to Dax Shepard. She loves sloths.
Okay, so I win, right? Look at how much I know
about
her.
There haven't been any.
She told you everything.
She turns 38 today, and so there's some true or false questions about Kristen Bell.
Oh, all right.
Kristen Bell has a phobia that requires her to wear gloves when she goes swimming. True or false? True or false? A phobia that requires her to wear gloves when she goes swimming.
The only thing I can think of is she feels like she can't. No, that's false.
I'm sorry, that is actually correct.
Why?
A photo of her in swim gloves went viral this month. Her husband, Dax Shepard, found out she's got a phobia of touching other people's skin when her fingers are pruned up from the water. That's such a weird... There's no name for that. Well, maybe there is,
very
but...
Very specific.
I know. Like, I can't touch anybody if my fingers are pruned up.
That's a rich lady.
I guess so, because who's got time for that?
Yeah.
You got time on your hands to be worried about some crazy crap if you've got that kind of phobia.
Mm. Number two, true or false? She still uses her original flip phone from 1999.
That is false.
Yeah, that is correct. That is false. She has a smartphone, and she has such a problem keeping it dry, she claims to have a bag of rice in her desk labeled cell phone rice.
So she does.
Stick the thing in
don't
there.
They do Samsung ads, her and her husband? They did... like a 10-minute Samsung ad.
Oh, I don't know. On TV?
Well, then it would be really weird if she still had a flip phone.
Or is using rice since those are waterproof.
Maybe she was joking.
Yeah. Mm.
Her immediate family members don't call her Kristen. They call her Annie. True or false?
I'll go true on that.
That is true. Her middle name is Anne, and they call her Annie rather than Kristen.
Okay.
Before her breakout role in Veronica Mars, she was on Broadway. True or false?
She is a singer lady. I'm going to say true.
That is correct. Look at you. If you get the last one right, you're
going to
get $5.
You're going to Hollywood.
You go to Hollywood. You get the golden ticket.
Give me the $5 instead.
It was a singing role. She played Becky Thatcher in The Adventures of Tom Sawyer in 01, 3 years before Veronica Mars started.
All
and
right.
Over a decade later, she showed off those pipes again with Frozen. Mm. And Frozen 2 is about to come out.
A year from now.
Okay, her biggest regret in life is accidentally eating koala meat when she was on vacation in Australia. True or false?
Oh. Did you say biggest regret?
Her biggest regret in life, accidentally eating koala meat when she was on vacation in Australia.
See, I think the trick here is, do they eat koalas in Australia to begin with? And I want to say they don't. I don't believe they do. They're too darn cute. Why would you eat? Well, cows
because
are cute,
people,
too. You know what?
People eat the weirdest things.
Cows
such
are
all the
super
stuff
cute.
Eats.
I'm going to say that's false.
It is false, Vinny. Oh. You just won $5. She actually doesn't eat any kind of meat, so she wouldn't have got it mixed up.
She's veg?
She's a vegetarian since she was 11.
Good on her.
She said she's not fond of koalas, though, because they get high off eucalyptus, and most of them have chlamydia.
Oh, we've heard that before. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I don't know about the eucalyptus part, but the chlamydia thing is definitely true.
At least once a week, I sit down with my kid, and we'll look up videos about different animals that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Water buffalo, koalas. Koalas are funny because they scream.
Oh.
So they've got a scream to them that, in general, they're kind of chill, and they do their eucalyptus eating, and I guess they're high. I didn't know that.
No, they're saying here that that's probably not true.
Oh, but they scream.
Is that how they communicate?
I think that's the way they express. I've been framed.
They sound like little kids. And they grunt like pigs?
That's them.
What is that? That's a koala?
Mm-hmm.
That would be annoying to have for a pet.
So
cute.
Two things about koalas. One, they are on the endangered species list. There's 100,000 of them, so you are not allowed to eat them. So
was that something they were doing in the past?
Well, that's a two-part question that I wasn't ready for. And the other thing is koala bears, you are right, up to 70% of them are infected with chlamydia.
What does it do to them?
Another one I wasn't ready for. And they could. There's an article saying koala STDs could hold the key to tackling human chlamydia. So they're setting them for that.
I've seen that there is a common misconception that koalas get drugged out or high in eucalyptus leaves, and that's why they need a lot of sleep, but that's not true.
Oh. So there's nothing good
they're
in eucalyptus?
They're saying that they need more sleep because the eucalyptus leaves contain toxins and are low in nutrition and high in fibrous matter.
Don't pandas
takes a lot of
eat
energy
those
to
too?
Digest.
Bamboo.
Oh, pandas are bamboo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But right, one specific plant. Because isn't that what all koalas eat is eucalyptus?
Like that's it?
I think so. Like they live up in the tree and that's all they eat.
So
I don't know. Maybe they eat bugs, too.
There was a time that people, I think, tried to eat koala meat, but because the eucalyptus oil is so saturated in their skin and meat and everything, it makes them inedible.
You're going to make me boot.
Let's move on. Jerry Seinfeld, he did not consider becoming a comedian until he was in college. Wow. He did an interview with Entertainment Weekly and said, "I remember being very funny, but everyone was funny. I didn't think I was funnier than anybody else until one day a friend of mine in college said to me, 'I think of all of us, you're the funniest and you could be a comedian.' And that was the moment I said, 'Okay, I'm going to do it.'" One of his first famous jokes was a bit about how when you're left-handed, everything is against you.
That is really funny.
They say his first signature joke, and it's funny because I want to say I saw him on Letterman doing this. Like the first time I ever saw Jerry Seinfeld was this bit he did on TV about like socks in the dryer. And they actually call it here. So I had Bryn pull it. They say this was his first signature joke.
That's pretty cute. I remember seeing that too, I believe. And even like, you know, you're walking down the street, you see a sock or on the freeway.
Like, what's up with that? Well, now you know. They ran away.
Another thing I like about Jerry is he's pretty, well, I don't know. I've never seen him in person, but he's pretty clean, right? Does he do like sexual nature jokes or does he curse?
I don't know. I've actually seen him live and I don't remember.
I don't think
it
he
being
curses.
Particularly
he
blue.
He's the shrinkage guy. Like there's an angle
things,
on it,
sure.
But none of it is just foul.
Foul, yeah.
Right.
I don't think that's his deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if he swears in his stand-up. I mean, probably.
But he was always, you know, the first time I saw his show, I thought, oh, this guy's a total dork. Like, he's belt, tucked in shirt, right. You know, pants straight down to the sneaker, the hair. Like, okay, I'm not watching you, dude. I didn't watch that show until it hit reruns.
That's so funny.
I've watched now. I've seen every episode in reruns, but I didn't realize the genius of it because I looked at him and went, I don't know you.
It's funny because you look at that first season, those first season episodes, and there are great parts in them, but they just don't know who they are yet. Like, right. That's an ensemble that really came into its own and became something more than it ever. It was just a dumb, kind of a dumb,
Well, they said it was a
show.
Flop, right? That first season, they weren't even going to renew it.
Right.
Yeah.
They reworked it.
Yeah.
That's I always laugh because one of the big things, Kramer had a dog.
Yeah.
Kramer was a shut-in and had a dog.
I don't remember the dog.
I don't remember the
dog
either.
No one does because those first episodes were that show
Ross.
Not making it.
Yeah. I was like Friends. Remember the first season of Friends? They had a, like, didn't Ross have a monkey?
Yes. He had a monkey and then he had to give it up because the monkey started getting a little violent and needed to be around its people. But then the monkey went to Hollywood.
And humping things, right?
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. Oh, man. I wish I could remember the monkey's name right now. Marcellus.
One of those.
Marcellus.
Something. Yeah, that was funny.
Anyway,
Seinfeld. He said his favorite moment from the actual show, Seinfeld, was the episode where George loses the Phil Rizzuto keychain in the pothole, which I don't even remember. He says he likes that episode the best because it ends with Newman bursting into flames while driving the mail truck.
Nah. Newman.
Newman. Hello, Jerry. All right, it's 6:25. Vinny, what's coming up?
It's Marcel.
Oh, Marcel.
Marcel.
What's coming up in the news?
Is your dog keeping you from traveling the world?
Oh.
Probably.
The answer is yes.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by First Vibe California.
Hey, everyone. I don't know if you've heard, but I'm going to be doing a charity event where I'm going to be running up a bunch of stairs to raise money for firefighters, EMS, police, dispatchers who suffer from post-traumatic stress.
This is the second year in a row you've done this.
Second year in a row, I'll be...
And how many stairs are there? This is significant.
It's 52 flights.
Oh.
I'll look up the stairs. Oh, 1,197 stairs.
Dang. It's a lot of stairs.
So we have a goal of $1,000. And as of yesterday, we are at $726.
All right. Where can people find a link if they want to donate?
Well, Radio Alice... Also on our Facebook, special shout out to Kathy. She donated $100 yesterday.
That's very nice. Thanks, everybody, for your donations. Let's get Hooman over the top there. It's $1,000 fundraised.
$1,000.
All right, man. Another tip from First Vibe California, turn up the music and sing with your baby. The sounds of your voice helps their brain grow. More at firstfivecalifornia.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. Here's what's happening. If you notice the workplace, you know, the place you're probably headed now as we speak, if you notice your workplace is weirdly lacking nerd power, it may be because 130,000 nerds have descended upon San Diego for Comic-Con, everyone. That's where...
That's the one.
The
four-day
event. Right, that's the four-day event. The comic book convention known as Comic-Con, where all of the costumers and the... They're all there.
Yeah.
130,000. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And it's actually incredibly difficult to get a ticket for that. John has been in the lottery for that for the last 4 years and has never gotten to buy tickets for it.
Wait. What? Never had a chance
to
buy the tickets?
No. You just cut out. That's it. You get in a, like, you have to sign up and you're in like a waiting room and it's like a lottery system and He uses my email. He's got everybody's email going, and he tries to get in. We've never had an opportunity to buy tickets for it.
Wow.
I know. How did you get in there? Media stuff? Media passes?
Yeah, I got there before, like, exploded to the level it is. I used to know the guy that ran it, and then as soon as this thing exploded, just kind of stopped returning my emails. Because we had tried for you as well.
I know, Yuzette, I remember.
And I talked about it. We had meetings about it for you, but we just couldn't.
Oh, goodness.
Penetrate.
I had Nothing no idea at once. Thank. I know, behind the scenes.
Hey, but didn't you end up going to one
of We went to WonderCon. Anaheim.
Right.
So we went to one. But there are these nerd gatherings everywhere.
Have one in San Jose.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the biggie, though. Yeah.
This is the one you want to go to. This is the
mothership.
OG. Right. All the panels and all the shows send people to them.
Also making the news today, I guess you'd refer to him as a cool nerd. Elon Musk. He's not the king of the nerds, but he is the cool guy nerd, right? I mean,
okay.
He banged Amber Heard.
Look, I mean, his cool factor is high among nerds, but he's nerdy.
He makes
in
the
best way.
This morning, as he apologizes for losing his flippin' mind on the guy who rescued the Thai soccer team from the cave hole.
Did it turn out that guy wasn't a pedo after all?
Well, they I don't think that anybody thought we should look into this guy because Elon's brought it up. Elon accused the man, though, of being a pedo in response to the man saying, listen, we got this. We don't need your submarine. Take your submarine and put it where the sun doesn't shine.
Right. He was basically saying that Elon was making a publicity grab.
My words were spoken in anger after Mr. Unsworth said several untruths and suggested I engage in a sexual act with the mini sub, which had been built as an act of kindness and according to the specifications from the dive team leader.
Oh.
Nonetheless.
Oh, they built it specifically for this.
Right.
Oh.
His actions against me do not justify my actions against him, and for that I apologize to Mr. Unsworth and to the companies I represent as a leader. The fault is mine and mine alone. There was backlash as he was behaving like an internet troll.
Yeah, like a petulant child.
And he's the CEO of a couple different companies.
Big companies.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Unsworth has said he is considering legal action against the tech billionaire. If it's not true, why wouldn't you?
Right.
I mean, we were sort of going through the... It's funny that I thought, oh, well, the worst thing you could be called is a pedophile, right? Mm-hmm. And then what? What's next? A racist, and you guys are all, well, murderer.
A rapist, murderer,
and I'm all,
a racist.
Well, nobody calls someone a murderer. Like, you don't really... That's not a...
They're not, right, walking around. Well, actually, that's... I mean, I call O.J. Simpson a murderer.
True. But we know he did that.
Right. And yet there he is walking around.
But you're right. There are, you know, rapist is also awful. There's a
sure.
But pedo is still pretty bad.
But yeah. A racist is a person who's just out in the world and
you can be that. It's
yeah,
not
no
illegal.
One's, no one's getting you for it.
Right. Although it, I think that, you know, like it's Scott's go-to. He just throws racist at anybody who, and you kind of go like, ooh, anyone will go.
Get that off of me.
Please don't.
Don't
do
splatter
that.
Me with
yeah.
that.
I don't want that.
You I'm know. Trying not to be.
So I do anyway, whatever. So Elon has apologized. We'll see if this effort to squirm out of it works and Mr. Unsworth decides to let it pass. Mm. I'm guessing no. Mm-hmm. Unless he is.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
They're going to settle quietly.
Unless he doesn't want anyone looking into it. Why wouldn't he sue? Guy's a billionaire.
Right.
Let's get a little moolah off of him.
You want to know how much Elon's worth?
I'm going to guess. $3.9 billion.
Use that. Guess.
I've looked it up before. I never remember.
Vinny.
Is it way more than that?
I feel like it's more than that.
Vinny.
I'm going to say $8
billion. Okay, I'm going to say $6.7
$20 billion.
Oh, all damn. Of our numbers put together.
Holy crap.
Dang.
$20 billion.
So is the guy gonna get some money?
Probably.
Write him a check.
Unless he's actually a pedophile.
Yeah. Right.
And then he's not gonna He's gonna make a lot of noise about it and then not do anything.
Hey, I don't even think you make a lot of noise. I mean, he's sufficiently defended himself. Now you go back into your hole if that's who you are.
It wouldn't be hard to find out, I assume.
Is your dog keeping you from seeing the world?
That's
the question
yes.
asked. According to a new study, half
keeping
of Americans
a lot of stuff.
Say they haven't traveled outside the country since they got a pet. They also found 1 in 3 people have changed their travel plans because of their pet. 87% worry about how their pets are doing when they're away from them on vacation.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you find a great situation where your dog actually really loves the place that he's going to, and there's another, you know, community of dogs there, or the person who's got him just loves him so much, and then you feel confident that you can go. But I think that dogs curtail a lot of activities. I mean,
now, see, this is
even
the
sleepovers.
Just like kids.
Right.
I don't know how to speak to this. I guess I would say I'm speaking to the people of the 70s. They're still alive. We were from the 70s. But when you speak to the people of the 70s, I guess you'd say, like, they didn't care about their pets or their kids. They seem to shine everything on.
Right.
I'm
living for me.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't worried about a dang thing. You
right.
said yourself. Coming out of one of your summers, you had dreadlocks.
Right.
Your mom went, oh, my God, we've got to
boy,
cut your hair off.
I haven't given you a good look in a while. But that's, you know, turns you into who you are. I'm an independent person who
sure.
can rely on myself. And that's, I don't think that's a bad thing. And it certainly wasn't a thing when I was a kid. Like,
no.
I wasn't looking to my mom for, she just was, she was like, you know, I'd go, I'm bored. And she'd be like, get out of the house and lock the door behind me.
Right.
See you later. Go find something to do.
So people
if it was raining out, she'd hand me a bar of soap and be like, go wash off out there.
People of the 70s didn't miss trips because of their pets. They
or
went.
Their kids. You're right.
Right.
Yep.
People today, I think, yes, absolutely. For some reason, we've softened considerably.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, we don't leave our dogs tied in the backyard forever anymore either.
Very few people yeah. have backyard only dogs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They live in the house. Mm-hmm. And many, listen, I love animals. I love my dog. You're still not getting in the bed. Sorry.
Like, hotline's ringing.
Even I don't do that.
A lot of people sleep with their dog.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Plenty of people are all, get in.
Come on in, baby.
As soon as that dog cleans her feet daily, she can get in the bed. Otherwise,
I know dogs are filthy.
Yeah.
When are you getting another one?
I can't. Not right now. Not for the reason of travel, because I'm getting a baby. Mm. So I'm not going to travel anytime soon anyway.
You're going to wait till you can leverage it against, like, the kids will obviously be asking for dogs. You know, kids want dogs.
Well, at some point when they want that.
And you can work it.
Then
you keep your grades up.
I
talk
love
about a dog.
Dogs. So, yeah, sure. I'd love to have one.
You're a dog person.
Yes. No problem. I didn't hear anything except silence.
I turned my mic. It's so much quieter when my mic is off.
It is, I know.
It's like, tss.
There's this loud.
I thought I'd mention this one. It's been sitting in my pile, and when you talked about your husband's, he's got a garage, mm-hmm. and he has two.
Classic cars in it.
Classic cars, one with a cover on. How often does he take that car out?
Not that often.
Right. That's the story.
A couple times a year.
People who buy Corvettes and Porsches and other high-end sports cars mm-hmm. don't drive them.
I mean, I guess, like, unless you're George and you're in a club, your Corvette club.
Right.
Something like that, if he was in a Mustang club or something like that.
Well, you won't let him. Or can he? Can he be in a club with other car drivers?
Yes,
he
can.
He can.
Oh.
Well,
does he have the ability to...
Is he in one?
No.
But he could be.
Is he
allowed
to...
Yeah, if they ride around on Mondays and Tuesdays, huh?
Is he allowed to pick new friends?
No.
All right.
Why would
gotta
he do
run,
that?
Run those by Uzette.
Why would he do that? I was telling
kidding.
You this yesterday. He has interests. You'd think he'd have some buddies he watches NASCAR races with, or he loves his knife collection and sharpens them often. You'd think he'd be, you know, hey, let's meet down at the
There's no
knife
time
throwing
for that
range.
Now. He's not off on the weekends.
How are you holding up with this? So I mean, it seems like this schedule change is just murder on you.
Yeah. I mean, it's not murder. I'm glad he's working and he likes the job.
And yeah, he doesn't commute.
Hard. And he doesn't commute. We were riding around doing errands yesterday, and we looked at the traffic. You know how you go right on Ralston, you're looking over the traffic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We looked at each other and laughed, and he goes, yep, I did that for 40 years. I go, yeah, man, now you don't even have to get on the freeway. Just a relief.
So nice.
That, as I was talking to him, that was the thing that I mentioned. I'm like, yeah, dude, but you don't. And he goes, I know. I don't drive. I don't have to drive anymore.
He could actually bike to work easily.
Well.
He'd be sweaty. I don't think they have showers there.
Yeah. Well, he could bike slowly.
Yeah. But if he wanted to join
some
little
club. Get one of those motorized bikes. Oh.
He could do that.
But Hooman made a good point. As long as they only meet on Mondays and Tuesdays. Or was that you?
I did. Yeah.
She's a wooden.
The narrow
anyway.
Window.
That's not happening.
She would too.
She just winked at me 4 times when she was saying
no,
that.
No, I did it.
What? There's a camera on you.
How come the lights aren't on in there? I don't like that.
You know why? Because it's so darn hot with the lights on.
Thank you.
So hot in here.
It's hot in here with the lights
on,
it's
too. It's hot in here,
well,
too.
Well, you guys can cool your room down. We can't even do that.
What are you talking
she
about?
She does have a point.
We don't have a air controller thingy, air condition in here, whatever it's called.
Ours is broken, too.
No,
it's not.
It isn't.
What's wrong with you?
I'm
trying to get our lights turned off.
I know. I love our lights turned off.
All right. Turn yours off, too.
It's the cameras. We can't.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 206 says, I love that Sarah had 2 boys and now Vinny is having 2 girls.
Yeah.
Aw, love it.
That is true.
It is true. We're back on the name hunt, so we're hard at work. Last night after dinner, we took a drive, and we're in the car.
Does Isla have some input on this?
Well, that's the story. So we're throwing names out. We say a name, and she goes, you know, so should we name sister Maya? And she goes, yes, I like it. Maya. Let's call sister Maya.
Maya's very cute.
So then we go, all right. What about? And she goes, okay. Yes, I like that. Let's name her Pearl.
Pearl.
I like Pearl.
Did you get that list I sent you?
Yes, that was on the list from. So I'm reading off this list of names, and everyone I say, she's like, "Yes, let's do that." I'm like, "Okay, you're a zero help.
You're a child.
You're not helping at all."
I like the name Ruby.
I like Ruby too.
Yeah. Ruby's cute. I'm trying to think of them with Hassan too, like Ruby Hassan.
Mm. What about Hobie? Is that coming back?
Hobie's never gonna be
Hobie
there.
Hassan.
It's not. Unfortunately, an option.
Yeah. I've had Waverly
hostile reactions from
more than one
person.
To Ho. That's the problem. That's the problem with Hobie. Because it's a cute name, but Ho is not a cute name for your little girl.
No.
Your job's to keep her off the pole.
She's not going to be called that. I'm not concerned. I will teach her how to handle her coming up through the school ranks.
I like Maya. I think that's really cute.
Maya and Isla.
Maya, Isla,
it's,
Maya
it's not going to happen because on the list, as I looked it up, it's extremely popular.
Oh.
And the missus was like, oh, man.
Everyone's
going to
be
There's going to be a million of those. So, I don't know.
So you guys are definitely going for something that isn't a popular name.
Well, no, I had the name, but I know that I'm going to get overrun there at the end. So I'm like, don't waste my time. Remember I had Waverly and she was like, yeah, that's on the list. And then she went and named her something that I didn't even know was on the list. So I know I'm going to get I just don't even want to.
Why don't you ask her for her secret list? And then maybe you could see what name she's actually considering.
I just try not.
She's just trying to mollify you.
I'm trying.
You're giving names. She's like, yeah, Ripley. That sounds Waverly. Yeah,
right.
That sounds
yes,
real good.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. I figured that out by now, and I don't want my time wasted.
I thought
wasted.
You got to name this one.
I don't.
I thought you got to name this one, too.
I thought that, too. This just coming to you that women run crap? This
Who
is
are these
news?
Women? Where did they learn this trick from?
Yeah, right. Sure.
They learn at an anything. Early age.
Oh, really?
To manipulate and stuff like that.
I get run over at my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, I went to Amsterdam. Oh, actually, I like that one.
You wanted to go to Amsterdam.
I went to Iceland. I didn't want to go to Iceland. Ugh. You have to admit, that was a run over. Dude, I have 2 kids. That was a run over.
925 says, Vinny, backup transportation that doesn't take up driveway space? A motorcycle. Easy on miles per gallon beats traffic. The missus won't want to borrow it.
No, that's not happening.
That is a smart
I don't like that.
Text. Best text of the day.
I don't like that at all. People are so dumb at that hour of the morning, you know? Yep. Like, you just know someone's going to...
Actually, the trip is, and I'm always surprised by this because I see them on the road and they go by me doing 100, is riding a motorcycle in the dark... You have to really trust that the roads are clear. Your headlight does not show you a clear view way out in front of you.
Right.
That's the... Don't you agree?
One yes. pothole and
I do agree. Yes.
That is the trip. Riding at yeah. night is like... you especially on a curvy road or someplace where you can't... Because what you would watch is cars in front of you that make movements to get around stuff. You could go, all right, I'm seeing that guy's done. But if you don't have a clear view out in front of you, you might not know something's in the road.
Even just a little rock can be the death of you.
Until it's too late. Well, not the death. I mean, I'm sure you're fine.
Really? Going 75 miles an hour on the highway? Hit a rock, spill over?
Anyway, how do we get into this negative side of the motorcycle story?
I don't know. I'm just scared.
Doesn't take up space, good gas mileage.
Super dangerous.
They're cool.
You could die.
Donor sickles.
How about we move on to the celebrity trash? What's coming up, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100.
Sheesh.
Drake only has 4 songs on it this week.
Oh, good. Oh.
And then we'll talk about his new viral dance
challenge. Dropping like a brick.
Yes.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.